what TCP did was to make a reliable packet stream out of, or actually a reliable byte stream out of an unreliable and non-sequenced packet stream. So I mean, the best, this, if you want to think about the way TCP works, imagine that you're sending a novel to your friend, but the only thing you can do is send postcards. That's the underlying set of support is postcards. So you chop up the pages of the novel so they fit on the postcard. Then you'd remember that the postcards would get out of order, so you better number all of them so your friend can put them back together in the right order. Then you'd remember some of them would get lost, so you keep copies in case you have to retransmit them. Then you'd send a batch, and then you'd say, well, how do I know when to send copies? And the answer is, aha, I'll get my friend to send me a postcard every once in a while to say, I got everything up to postcard number 126. That means you should start retransmitting postcard number 127, 128, 129. About the only other thing to worry about is that if by some miracle you took 2,000 postcards that made up a 1,000-page book and you mailed them all at once, they might all be delivered on the same day. At the same time, your friend's house and his post box might not be big enough to hold it, in which case things would fall on the floor and get lost and you have to retransmit. So you might have a deal that says you won't send more than 100 postcards at a time until you get an acknowledgement back from your friend. Mm-hmm. So that's a typical positive acknowledgement scheme.